This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Sales of single-serve coffee are way up, and I'm talking here about what are known as K-cups or coffee pods. You put them in a machine, and in no time at all, you've got one single cup of coffee. Well, Roberto Ferdman writes for Quartz, and he's looked into the coffee pod industry, and he says its growth may not be such a good thing. It's great to talk to you, Roberto.
It's good to talk to you, too. Thanks for having me.
So, not 10 feet from where I'm sitting, we've got one of these old-fashioned drip coffee makers. I can almost smell that coffee cooking in the carafe. And I gather that we are behind the times, that most people in most workplaces would have a one-cup coffee maker.
I'm not sure if I would go that far. Okay. Drip coffee machines still outsell pod machines in the U.S. They don't in Western Europe. But K-cups are so popular now that they account for something like 25% of ground coffee sales in the U.S.
When I make coffee with a drip coffee maker, afterward I throw out that filter and the grounds therein. With a pod, you're throwing away a lot of plastic.
That's right. So about 5% of K-cups are currently recyclable. It's something that Keurig or Green Mountain really wants to fix. By 2020, they claim they'll fix the problem entirely. But at the moment, 95% of the K-cups that are being used, and there are many K-cups being used, are not even recyclable.
How many of these do we go through in a year?
So in 2011, there were enough K-cups used to encircle the globe more than six times. If you were to extrapolate that to the numbers last year, in 2013, it would be more than 10 times, something like 10.5 times.
So just in general, how have these coffee pods, these K-cups, affected the coffee market?
Americans don't drink as much coffee, historically speaking, as they like to think they do. Peak coffee consumption, on a liquid basis anyway, was back in the 1940s.
Is that right?
That is
that
right.
That does surprise
me. It has been pretty systematically falling ever since the 1940s. And since coffee pods help regulate the amount of coffee one drinks when having a cup of coffee, it means that they don't overserve themselves. So it's possible that the rise of coffee pods will actually mean the fall of per capita coffee consumption.
Roberto Ferdman's a staff reporter for Quartz who's written about the world's growing love affair with the most wasteful form of coffee there is. Thanks, Roberto.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.